4457, vacation of right-of-way SD 2020-197 for Barbara Mueller on Quivira Drive between Vista Vieja Avenue and Retablo Road. And Rio Grande Engineering is the agent.
I'm here. David Sewell.
Okay, there you are. Mr. Sewell, can you introduce yourself and I'll swear you in?
Yes, this is David Sewell, Rio Grande Engineering, 1606 Central Southeast.
Mr. Sewell, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and update us from last week.
Yes, this is David Sewell. We heard last week and we had two comments. One was from transportation to show a cross section of the proposed right-of-way with a roadway section in it, which we provided on Friday, as well as Hydrology's comment about proof of capacity of the reduced roadway section, and a drainage report was submitted last Friday as well. I did receive some comments from transportation regarding concerns about neighborhood about maintaining the access through which we are. I spoke with the neighbors as well, and it was to obtain fire marshal's approval, which I intend to do at the next step with preliminary plat. And I believe I've addressed the questions.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak on item number 3 on Quivira Drive? Okay, I don't see anyone. Let's go to DRB comments and Mr. Cadena.
Hello, David. Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. There is no objection to the proposed vacation of public right-of-way, and I provided for information only comments regarding the development agreement that's required. Serviceability letter 200603 has been issued, provides the conditions for service and needed for infrastructure requirements, as well as pro rata paid. Thank you for your time.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement reviewed this project and has no comments or objections at this time. Thank you.
Parks and Rec.
Sorry, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. We do not expect any conflict with the existing Gila Road Northwest existing multi-purpose trail, so no objection.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Mr. Sewell, you said that you had turned in your drainage report on Friday?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So as you've seen in the comments that we sent out, we're saying that we need an approved grading drainage plan or drainage report. You have turned that in. It hasn't been reviewed yet. Once it's reviewed and once it's approved, then we'll be able to move on. So we're just waiting for it to be reviewed and approved.
Okay.
Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I did get the cross section for Quivira and that looks fine. I'm also looking for a cross section for Retablo along with the application and for curbs to be provided at either end of the vacation at Gila and Retablo. Just to adjust those prior to platting action, provide the Fire One plan. And then also prior to platting approval, an infrastructure list shall be required to include roadway improvements on Quivira and Retablo, including required sidewalk along sidewalk frontage. Intersection improvements shall be required at Quivira Retablo intersection, allowing for two-way travel in each direction.
This is David Sewell, I understand. Just for clarification, the Fire One approval, that would be a condition of preliminary plat, is that correct?
Either provide a Fire One plan or just provide verification from the fire marshal at the neighborhood's request that the roadway width is sufficient.
So that's a condition of vacation or preliminary plat?
Plat.
Thank you.
Planning. Ms. Gould, are you there?
This is Maggie Gould. Sorry, I apologize for that. I had, Mr. Rodenbeck is having computer issues, so I was sharing the maps on my screen and I couldn't unmute myself. I think most of our comments have been addressed. We just had the clarification of the size of right-of-way that the applicant needs to confirm that this is over 5,000 square feet, then this goes to council. And then like we passed on the neighborhood comments, and then it sounds like Mr. Sewell is aware of that. So I don't believe we have anything further.
This is David Sewell, and on the application, I did confirm that it is going to be over 5,000 square feet vacated.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Sommerfeld?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I forgot to mention that we still have that question about the property being across the street from the major public open space. And in the past IDO, it required a 20-foot buffer. And then with the new IDO, that increases to 45 feet. And I think there was a question as to whether that would be required, given that it is across the street from the proposed lots. But in the past, I believe we've noted that on the plat. So I just wanted to ask planning about that again.
So this is Maggie Gould. So Ms. Sommerfeld, Madam Chair, I believe that when this property came in for a sketch plat, we did say that they would still have to provide that buffer, even though they are across the street because of the way those definitions work.
This is David Sewell. When I submitted it, I did acknowledge that and I added the 20 feet. The fact that I'm in the process, am I now gonna have to add 40 feet, or am I governed by comments that were provided to me when I submitted the application?
So this is Maggie Gould, and I will defer to code enforcement, but my reading of the IDO is that it's the rules that are in place at the time you submit your application, and because the sketch plat is advisory, I would say that you are bound by the new IDO rules, but I think we can discuss that internally and confirm.
Yeah, this is David Sewell. I would like to get that confirmed, because that makes a very big impact on a site such as small as this.
Understood.
Okay, thank you. Going back to hydrology, so it looks like you need this to be deferred so you can review the grading and drainage report?
Ernest Armijo, hydrology, that is correct.
Okay. Mr. Sewell, looks like we have to do this again. What date would you like to come back?
This is David Sewell. I'd like to come back as soon as possible. I know it's not my control, and I know the city's busy, but I would ask as soon as possible.
Okay. Why don't we, even though December 16th is getting very busy, would you like to be deferred to December 16th? Does that sound reasonable, Mr. Armijo?
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. I would actually suggest the first meeting of the new year.
Okay.
Hydrology is a little backed up with these reports. Everybody's trying to get everything in end of the year.
All right, Mr. Sewell, can we do a deferral to January 6th?
This thing turns into pumpkin very before that. So I would like to try to keep some pressure on, if possible, keep it on the 16th, and knowing that if I don't get the approval, I will defer before the hearing so we don't waste the DRB's time.
I think Mr. Armijo's saying that's not gonna be possible. But
I'll accept that then, and I'll defer to the date that January 6th that he requested.
Okay, is that your preference, Mr. Armijo?
Ernest Armijo Hydrology, yes it is.
Okay, is there a motion to defer item number 3 to January 6, 2021?
Ernest Armijo Hydrology, I move that we defer item number 3 to January 6th, 2021.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I second.
Please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item number 3 to January 6, 2021. All right, thank you. All right, our next agenda item is a double as well. This is number 4 and number 5 together.